That's kind of what happens when you go to the movies, right? You just kind of drift away somewhere. You need to do that sometimes. And, you know, with all of this rain lately, you know, good time to get to the movies. My next guest is a happy man because he gets to eat buttered popcorn by the bucket, juju beans until he doesn't feel well, and all the drinks he can possibly tolerate. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, from Celebration Cinemas, making his way into the room. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I'm awesome. Thank you for that introduction.
You are awesome.
I slipped. Sorry.
No, you are awesome. That's all I said. So what's happening this week in movies? I'm looking at some things here going, man, more big releases. First of all, tell me about what went big last week, and then tell me what I need to go see this week.
Well, Steve, since I didn't talk to you last week, Secret Life of Pets came out and did the number one at the box office, $46 million and change. But that's very disappointing. They thought they were going to do $70 million. The first one did over $100 million. And so the Pets movie kind of stunk up the place.
Sorry.
Although it's a good movie. Come on.
Is it? Did you see it? Do you love it?
I do. I love these kind of movies and the humor that they bring. Dark Phoenix, that one, the X-Men new movie, that one also disappointed at the box office, although $32 million and change isn't bad.
You know,
I think the Pets movie probably holds up pretty well. The Dark Phoenix movie is going to be a quick out, I think, by the maybe even by the 4th of July. I mean,
well,
geez,
you know,
I don't know.
You and I, Ron, we are not in the right business. When $32 million is a disappointing weekend, I mean,
know what? You gotta spend a couple hundred million to get 32. That's not such a great investment.
Well,
so
that hurts.
I know you're smarter than that.
Well, yeah, I can do that math. Anyhow,
this weekend the new number one movie will be Men in Black International,
Boom.
The fourth Men in Black movie, and a little different casting this time. No Will Smith, no Tommy Lee Jones. We get Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth, a really delightful pair of actors. You've seen them in Avengers movies or Thor movies. She played Valkyrie. Of course, he's the Thor guy. And, you know, these movies have been breezy, fun, little sci-fi comedy adventures, and this one looks like more of the same.
Well, there you go. And Men in Black, I mean, come on. It's a good franchise. It's not going to disappoint me now, is it? It's going to give me a lot of good stuff.
It's going to give you what you expect, which, of course, gives the critics a reason to criticize it. I was saying this all before, and I'm like, yeah, but not with these two. And it's been like a long time since I've seen this movie, 2012. So Rebecca Ferguson, Emma Thompson, Liam Neeson, all joining the cast. So definitely we're going to do $30 to $40 million this weekend.
All right, good,
And then
good,
there's
good.
Another familiar name in the movies this weekend, Shaft, Samuel L. Jackson, Richard Roundtree, the original Shaft, and then we get Shaft Jr., Jesse T. Usher as well. Three of them at a time, Steve.
Hey, talk about getting the Shaft, right? There it is. Okay, but didn't they do this movie? Isn't this the second round for Samuel L. Jackson, or is my memory shoddy?
No, you're right. Sam Jackson did this in 2000, directed by John Singleton, rest in peace, and that was really well received by the critics. This one, mixed reviews, we'll call it, Steve. But my favorite guy, Ty McCarthy at The Hollywood Reporter, really did like the movie, and he loved the generational comedy because Shaft Jr. is kind of this new age guy, you know, politically correct and all of the current, he's up on the current situation here. And these old guys, the original Shaft, Sam Jackson and Richard Roundtree, they're pretty R-rated. And so that comedy worked for some critics anyway.
All right, there you go. That sounds good. I like that. Okay, so Men in Black, that's on my seat. Can see list. Shaft is on my certainly can see list. What else is out there?
Late night comedy drama with Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling. Mindy Kaling wrote the screenplay. John Lithgow in this movie as well plays the husband to Emma Thompson, whose character is running a late night talk show. And real ratings are fading. And so actually, Mindy Kaling's brought in to kind of stir things up, I guess. And she does. And so it's a nice little character study there of those two and some comedy and drama along the way. It is rated R, but late night at 82% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Good date night movie.
Well, there you go. I need a date night. I work too much. You know, I agree with
right.
that. All right. What else you got?
A couple of other also-rans this week in The Dead Don't Die from director Jim Jarmusch, Bill Murray, Adam Driver in this, Steve Buscemi, Tilda Swinton, Carol Kane, Selena Gomez, and more. A comedy about zombies, Steve. I think that could be good.
Dude, look at the cast.
I know. It's really Iggy Pop as a zombie.
Wait. Iggy Pop is still alive?
Well, I'm not sure that playing a zombie which way he goes this time, but yes, he is in this movie.
He's still only 5'1". He's got a pain in his heart. Oh, I digress badly. Anyhow, Iggy Pop is alive. That's good to know. He looked like a zombie in 1970. Good to know. I'll give you one more.
Oh, my gosh. 5B is a documentary that looks interesting, too, based on the stories of the 80s and the AIDS epidemic in San Francisco. So a true documentary there. That is 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So what a mixed bag, Steve.
There you go. And if you want to see any of these movies, by gosh, you better have that Celebration app.
Yes, sir. That is the best way to get information right there on your phone or CelebrationCinema.com, Steve. So the hits just keep coming.
There you go, everybody. Ron, get out of here, would you? Go do something important.
Oh, man, I'm going to the movies, Steve. See you there.
See you at the movies. There goes Ron Van Timmeren on the way out the door. You know, The Dead Don't Die, I think that's a silly. I don't see those kind of movies. But I see Bill Murray, Steve Buscemi, Selena Gomez. I'm like, oh, wait a second. Comedy, fantasy, horror. I don't know what that means. Centerville finds itself battling zombies. Hi, Bill Murray. You know, Caddyshack fighting. Anyhow, great to have you here. Again, Tuesday next week, we'll be in Orlando. Don't miss any of it. Brought to you in part by the Michigan Trump Republicans, who know that the road to the White House continues through Michigan. It's the only way you get there. Find them on Facebook, Michigan Trump Republicans 2020. You can find them out there because Michigan's going to be at the center of the political universe. Let's be honest, it already is, but more so as it comes into focus come Tuesday in Orlando. We'll be right back.